My grandfather.
Ask the question.
The United States stayed out of World War I until 1917. About 2 million American troops, called Doughboys, crossed the Atlantic in troop ships. You were 10 years old at this time. Do you recall the sentiment in DeKalb County about the war?
At the beginning of World War I, I was only 10 years old. My dad was a small one-horse farmer in DeKalb County, Sand Mountain. He planted 4 or 5 acres of cotton, part of cotton, and 9 or 10 acres of corn. And we had about an acre of home garden that we produced our vegetables, which furnished the food for the table in summer, and filled jars with food for winter. Dad operated the barbershop on Saturdays and clerked in a small general store until about the beginning of World War I. He would let me go with him to work, and since he received a newspaper, the Atlanta Tri-Weekly Constitution, which comes 3 times a week, and it was my pleasure to hear all about the cause and happenings concerning old Wilson, as he was referred to as his war, old Wilson's war. That is, for the men that hung around the store and barbershop. The majority of the neighbors were Republicans. In 1928, I was old enough to vote and worked as a clerk in V-24, Box 2 in DeKalb County. There were 24 Democrat votes cast in my box to 242 Republicans. Very few of the 266 votes were ladies. People didn't believe in women running the government back then. That is, my neighbors. So you see, Woodrow was not their hero. He got in the war so he could remain president, since he could not succeed himself for a third term. And it was in war, if we was in war, he would remain as president.
Following World War I, many changes came to American life. The booming economy gave the decade the nickname of the Roaring Twenties. Women began wearing radically new clothing styles, short skirts, rolled down stockings, and short bobbed hair. The women who wore such clothes became known as flappers. You were just entering your teenage years and high school. Did this fast-paced lifestyle come to DeKalb County?
The changes came to DeKalb in big style. The doughboys, that is the soldiers, came home with a pack of ready-rolled cigarettes, most of all of who smoked, though, could not afford to buy ready-rolls, and they had to stay with the roll-your-own tobacco. In my area, it was a sin for a married lady to wear short hair or skirts knee length. But now, even if she was married and had a family, the hair had to be cut, stockings rolled down below the knees, and those high-top button shoes were replaced with slippers. That, I remember my mother had hair that come to her waist, and she had to have it bobbed. And after she had it bobbed, she spent one night, I remember, crying about having her hair cut, how she regretted it. But she never did let it go back out long. a number of older ladies never had their hair cut. If they're on up in 50 or 60 years old, they was too old to wear that sort of hair, and they died with their hair long. Done up on a little wad in on the back of the head, pinned with hair pins so it wouldn't come down in the face and fall in the bread tray when they was making up biscuits. That's it.
What was your style of dress during the Roaring Twenties?
Well, now I do not remember buying than one suit, which had a vest. A vest was a must with suits. However, a long sleeve shirt was a must, and a soft collar, which was a button on the neck band of the shirt, and the shirt sleeves had to be cuffs, and with four holes in them where you could double the cuffs back and wear a button in there to hold your sleeve. That was known as cuff links. Here's a good one. You had to have your trousers tailored to get the bottoms large enough to slip on with your shoes on, slip your pants on with your shoes on. You couldn't buy ready-made suit of holes that was large enough at the bottom for them shoes to go through when you were changing the trousers. And most people are, well, now not the most of them, a small percentage of them would have these pants tailored so them bottoms would be large enough to slip over the slippers when they change clothes. My first pair of long trousers came in 1924. I was 17 years old, I remember. And the pants, which had a band to buckle below the knee, is my mold of dress before I got the long trousers. These pants the boys wore had a strap that went below the knee. They had to wear long stockings, not holes, stockings that come up above your knees. And no part of your leg showed. You had to wear a long sleeve shirt to be well dressed. That was a better dress, people. A big majority of the boys grew up in a pair of overalls. That was pants that come up, had a bib on front and had suspenders, and they buckled them over the shoulder. They didn't know what a belt was, but that was the majority of what the farmers wore, and the majority of people on Sand Mountain in DeKalb County were farmers.
Okay. Let's go. DeKalb County is a part of the Bible Belt. Did you notice any trend towards revivalism during the 20s?
Really, I was not old enough to remember too much about this religion. We live close to a church, and I do remember that in the summer there would always be a revival and a lot of additions to the church. Then by the time the second bale of cotton was harvested, was and sold, the people would stop going to church. These newly converts and the Sunday school would go dead. There wouldn't be any Sunday school till the next summer. Then those bootleggers, there was a number of bootleggers in DeKalb County that made their living making whiskey distilling whiskey from the corn, the harvest, and that was a must for a lot of people, there was a number around close by that was supposed to be whiskey makers, and they depended on that for a livelihood. So they would quit attending church and go back to their stills and go to selling the boys' whiskey to have a drink on Sunday. And that's my first recollection of the church. That didn't hear me.
The 19th Amendment passed in 1920, which gave women the right to vote. How did the men of DeKalb County accept the women's right to vote?
There was a... In the country, among the farmers, they were strictly opposed to the women having any part in voting. Very few of the women... ladies wanted to vote, but they didn't get encouragement from their husbands along in the 30s, on the face of 24s. And then they began to vote, and obtained jobs, and what's making a living, help make a living for the families. Okay.
Did many women register to vote in your voting box in the 1920s?
No. Only there was more than half a dozen ladies voted before the 30s in my box, because from then on for years I always helped hold the election, and there was only a handful of women ladies that registered voters. But in the 30s, as I said a while ago, in the 30s they began to register and take a part in the election. And they had a very influence on these husbands, too.